я сидельце маю. Ой, хав би за Дунай, там дівчину знаю.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Як приїхав за Дунай на горбиці хата, старий дід, стара баба, ще й дівка Кирпата.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Запросили в хату, запросили сісти, поставили параболю неуплену їсти.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Загасили камець, полягали спати. Я за свої запожитки та й тікати з хати.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
Через дим, через перелази, а дід мене ціпом-ціпом аж 4 рази.
А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де моя Маруся. А я все дивлюся, де ж ти моя Маруся.
And from Ukraine, that was Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv from a CD of traditional Ukrainian folk songs. Veseli Ukrainski Narodni Pisni is the official title of the CD. And many thanks to Myrna Erichik of Soloway Travel for that great treasure that she brought back from one of her many trips to Ukraine. І таким веселим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макуарій. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, your host, по-українськи Павліна. I am delighted to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight to the Vancouver broadcast on AM 1320 or the International PCJ Radio Edition, or if you're time-shifting and catching the podcast, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Natalia Buchok will join us with an interesting recipe for a very elegant dish, unusual, not what you would consider traditional Ukrainian, stuffed crayfish soup. On Cultural Capsule, Vesel Pavlovsky will be telling us all about the Ukrainian cooperative movement. And on Ukraine News Outlook, Keith Perron will be reporting on the Brussels cancellation of EU talks with President Yanukovych and Ukraine rents pilot training facilities to Russia. We'll also have an interview with the Honorary Consul of Ukraine for British Columbia, Mir Hutzalak. So stay tuned, lots coming up. And of course, we'll have our usual proverb of the week and other items of interest, as well as plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next from Ajax, Ontario, and a CD called Soundscapes, here is Dunai with Kari Ochi, Hazel Eyes.
Очі, чорні брови, не забуду вас ніколи, як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, а я плачу. Чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, ви чарівно глибокі. Чарівні очі, мене, як діли,
як діли,
і мене не зрозуміли. Я на вас задивився і у вас залюбився.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming «The Fourth Wave from the Burnaby Mountain».
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Мамцю ж моя, мамцю, кого м'ятаєш. Він не буде вити, не буде любити, як ти все згадаєш. Він не буде вити, не буде любити, як ти все згадаєш.
Mountains mixed in with the Riding Mountains of Manitoba and the Carpate, the Carpathians of Ukraine, and in a very uniquely Edmontonian way, because that was a group from Edmonton called UB from their most recent CD, and a song called Stodola, which means threshing barn, and that's another story that we're not going to get into right now. But speaking of barns, we've got the Hrim band from New York City coming up next with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Rozpryahajte Chlopci Koni, Unharness the Horses, Boys.
Розпрягайте, хлопці, коні, та лягайте, спочивай. А я піду в сад, зелений в сад, криничинку копать, Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду я одирвала, Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду я одирвала.
Копав-копав криничинку у вишневому саду.
Чи не вийде дівчинонька рано вранці по воду? Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду я одирвала. Маруся, раз, два, три, калина чорнява, я дівчина, в саду я одирвала.
Вийшла дівчинонька рано вранці
сіботу брать. А за нею козаченько веде коні набувать. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, саду ягоди рвала. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, саду ягоди рвала.
Вона ростом невеличка, ще й до того молода.
Руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала.
Вийшла, вийшла, вийшла дівчинонька,
рано вранці воду брать. А за нею козаченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, а за нею козаченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, гей!
Вона ростом, ростом невеличка,
ще й до того молода. Руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся, руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся, гей!
Розпрягайте, хлопці, хлопці, коні, та лягайте спочивать. А я піду в сад, зелений в сад, криничинку купать. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала.
Маруся!
Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала. Маруся раз, два, три, калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду ягоди рвала.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo! Welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, I'd like to share Olga's recipe for stuffed crayfish soup. Crayfish are also known as crawdaddies or crawfish. They resemble tiny lobsters, and that's no surprise as they are a related species. Like lobsters, typically only the meat found in the tail and claws is eaten, though if you've ever attended a crawdaddy boil, with crawfish piled in a steaming crimson heap, you'll see plenty of people sucking the heads, as flavor can collect in the fat stored there. And if you've thought of crayfish as exclusive to Louisiana, think again. It's popular in Ukraine as well. My father, growing up in the Carpathe, in a little village called Mihnovets, recalls catching crayfish as a boy. And today, Ukrainians enjoy it with beer and liquor as a seasonal appetizer. So it's not surprising that Olha has a recipe for crayfish soup, but she might have been surprised to know that some people now keep crayfish as pets. But if you'd rather eat them than keep them, or if you've caught too many to keep them all, hold one back and keep listening. Scrub 30 crayfish, rinsing them several times, and drop them into boiling water. Cook for 20 minutes. They're ready when they turn that bright pepper red. Strain the broth into a separate pot, reserving the crayfish. Pull out the meat from the tail and claws. Be sure to devein if necessary and to discard the black intestines. Then grind the smaller shells in a mortar, but save the larger shell of the spines for stuffing later. Then melt butter in a saucepan and add the ground shells. Pour in a little of the broth and simmer. You can add chopped onions to this mixture, as well as herbs such as parsley. Do you know what we call parsley in Ukrainian? Petrushka. That always seemed like such a charming name to me. Anyway, simmer the shell in buttery broth for, according to Olha, a very long time. Then strain the mixture through a fine sieve and add to the reserved broth, discarding the shells. Stir, then thicken by mixing a tablespoon of flour into a half liter of cream and adding it to the broth. Stuff the reserved spine shells with the crayfish stuffing recipe that follows. Add the stuffed shells to the soup and any crayfish meat not used in the stuffing. Now, Olha's recipe for stuffed crayfish. Mince or finely chop the cooked crayfish. Add 1 tablespoon of butter, 2 egg yolks, a handful of minced green parsley, a pinch of dill, and a tablespoon of breadcrumbs. Whisk the 2 egg whites into stiff peaks and fold into the crayfish mixture. Season with salt. Stuff the reserved shells with the filling. Drop the stuffed shells into the hot crayfish soup, bring the soup to a boil, and serve. Cook rice in a separate pot. Olha says, and I quote, "This is the best soup, an absolute first-class dish. Makes me want to go down to the creek and hunt for crawfish." This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio asking you, did Olha mean for the rice to go in the soup or for it to be a side dish? Your guess is as good as mine.
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Pidraziak-Molnar here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. There were many different things which Ukrainians who emigrated to Canada brought with them from their homeland. There was their culture, language, political views, religion, but there was also something which played an important economic role in the community's development. It was a movement which had its roots in Western Ukraine, but would also serve the Ukrainian community as it began to call Canada its home, and it had started many years before they had left for Canada. The first Ukrainian cooperative was set up in 1883 called Narodna Torhivlya, or People's Trade, by Vasily Nahirny, who had spent 10 years in Switzerland studying the well-developed cooperative movement in the country. Nahirny's intent was not only to eliminate the middlemen and pass on profits to farmers, but also to introduce commercial activities to farmers. This idea quickly moved into the financial sector through the formation of credit unions, which provided low-interest loans and, in fact, put many of the traditional moneylenders out of business. After the First World War and the occupation of Western Ukraine by Poland, the cooperative movement had grown as a force to be reckoned with, and its success influenced Ukrainians in Canada. One example was that by the mid-1930s, the dairy cooperative Maslo Soyuz had as many as 200,000 members and dominated the markets of Western Ukraine, Central Poland, and exported its wares to Austria and Czechoslovakia. In Canada, the first consumer cooperatives were established by Ukrainians in Vegreville, Alberta, and Fisher Branch, Manitoba in 1929. During the 1930s and 1940s, the Ukrainian-Canadian cooperative movement saw its largest growth, most of it happening in the province of Manitoba. The formation of credit unions soon followed, with Canada's first Ukrainian credit union established in Saskatoon by cooperative movement leader William Topolnitsky in 1939. During the war years, credit unions continued to spring up in Canada's west and east and continued to grow after the war with the new influx of Ukrainian immigrants from war-torn Europe, who gravitated to institutions in which they had some understanding and at which they were able to receive services in their own language. As of November 2010, there were 7 major Ukrainian credit unions in Canada, and together in 2009, they had reported assets of $1.49 billion Canadian dollars. Since their inception, these credit unions continue to support the communities in which they are located. I am Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule on Nash Holos offered a glimpse into the history of the Ukrainian cooperative movement.
And up next is Ukrainian-American singer Olya Fritz from Connecticut. And you can find out about her from her on her website, which is www.olyafritz.com. And that's spelled O-L-Y-A-F-R-Y-Z, or Z for our American listeners, .com. And this next tune is from her CD called Zaprose Usne, Into Your Dreams. Here she is now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Deseni Hore, The Carpathian Mountains. Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB 97.5 Cable FM.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up: Brussels calls off summit with Ukraine's integration into the European Union. Ukraine rents pilot training facility to Russia. I'm Keith Parent. The European Union has canceled a visit to Brussels by the Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. He had been scheduled to sign a landmark deal on closer cooperation with the EU. But the talks have been derailed by the recent prison term handed down to the former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Vanessa Monk reports from Brussels.
This is an exceptional move by the European Union. Viktor Yanukovych was due to come on Thursday to Brussels in order to sign a long-awaited free trade deal with the EU. But relations between the two sides broke down on Tuesday. European Commission spokeswoman Karolina Kotova.
It has indeed been postponed to a further later occasion when the conditions will be more conducive to making progress on bilateral relations between the EU and Ukraine.
Up until Monday night, everyone was confident that the Ukrainian leader would back a legal amendment that would see the early release of the opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko from jail. Tymoshenko was sentenced last week to 7 years in prison on charges of abuse of office in the signing of a gas deal with Russia. But now her release has been put off and Brussels is furious. Maja Kosiedzianczyk is a spokeswoman for the EU's High Representative Catherine Ashton.
We do not believe that this trial was conducted with the respect of international standards as regards the fair, independent and transparent legal processes. It showcased selective use of justice and politically motivated trials, because it's not just Tymoshenko case, it goes much broader than that.
Although Tymoshenko's arrest and trial have triggered an international outcry, not everyone agrees that Ukraine should now be held at arm's length.
This is the bad news, definitely bad news, because as long as we don't continue the dialogue on a high level, there is no hope to get the breakthrough.
Marek Siewiec is a Polish member of the European Parliament.
Being in the eve of the historical decision, which was association with European Union of the last biggest important European country, we are blowing up this case because of individual, important but still individual, development of the situation of Yulia Tymoshenko.
Kiwa Hofstadt heads up the Liberal group at the European Parliament, and he's been among the most vocal critics of the current regime in Ukraine. But he also argues that locking the country into a deal with the EU is the only way forward.
A good agreement, a free trade agreement and an association agreement are the basis for more balanced political and economic developments in Ukraine, and also a guarantee for the rule of law and a guarantee for future reforms in Ukraine.
The EU has been at pains to stress that the visit by the Ukrainian leader has been postponed, not cancelled. But for now, there's no sign that Kiev will back demands for Tymoshenko to be let off the hook.
That was Vanessa Monk reporting from Brussels. Russia is ready to rent facilities in Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula for Navy pilot training, said the Russian defense minister. In line with a 1997 bilateral agreement, Russia occasionally uses the Nitka Naval Pilot Training Center in Ukraine as its only training facility for its naval pilots. According to Russian estimates, the rent of the Nitka Center would cost Russia about $700,000 annually. The facility was built in the Soviet era for pilots to practice their skills in taking off and landing on aircraft carrier decks. After the collapse of the Soviet Union in the early 1990s, the facility remained under Ukrainian jurisdiction. The Ukrainian Navy does not have an aircraft carrier, while Russia only has one, with plans to build at least three nuclear-powered aircraft carriers in the future. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
Казав милий, казав милий, що мене попросив.
from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That was Tutti Tom from their most recent CD and a slightly slower number than they're generally known for, although they do those slow numbers beautifully, don't they? That song was Techa Voda, Quiet Water, from their most recent CD. Again, Tutti Tom from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Mir Hutsalak is a very well-known personality in the Vancouver Ukrainian community, to which he's devoted himself for decades. Less well-known, perhaps, are the details and scope of his work and accomplishments over the years, in particular the past 3 or 4 years as Honorary Consul of Ukraine in Vancouver. In my 20-plus years here on the West Coast, I've noticed that at any festival where there's Ukrainian presence, it's pretty much impossible to not bump into Mir. At one such festival this past summer, he graciously agreed to come on the show to talk about his role as Honorary Consul. I caught up with him by phone a few weeks ago at his office in Vancouver.
Well, congratulations on your reappointment, and been reappointed to a 3-year term just this past summer.
Yes, yes.
So when was the consulate opened in Vancouver?
3 years ago.
Okay, so and you were the first consul general in Vancouver then?
The first consul, and the consulate of Ukraine in Vancouver was the first one, and I was the first honorary consul.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get you to explain the difference then between all those terms. Well, first of all, I guess, what's the difference between a consulate and an embassy?
Okay, consulate is mainly to do with trade, with visas and passports. That's what a consulate does. Consulate is mainly visas and passports.
Mm.
And an embassy is full-blown everything, cultural matters, investments, trade, and so on. I represent Ukraine and British Columbia. Any Ukrainians visit Canada and come to British Columbia and have problems, I try to help them. Similarly, with Canadians that want to travel to Ukraine, if they want to know something about Ukraine or need some advice as to where to go and so on, I can put them in the right direction.
Okay, so if somebody needs any kind of information, advice, you're the go-to guy in Vancouver.
That's right.
Okay.
And the difference between an honorary consul and a career consul is the honorary consul is not paid, and the career consul is.
Yeah.
And we don't issue visas and passports in Vancouver. That's all done through Toronto or Ottawa. Toronto is responsible for visas and passports for all the Western provinces. The embassy in Ottawa has a consular division, and they can look after passports and visas there as well.
Okay. What is the role that you play? I've seen you at multicultural festivals. Are there any other things that particularly occupy you in your role as consul?
Oh, I do a lot of things, but say, to give you an example, I'm trying to get Vancouver to reestablish their sister city relationship with Odessa. And that's an uphill battle. Yes, a couple of days ago I went to see Councillor Deal to talk about that matter, because Odessa was one of the first sister cities with Vancouver in 1948.
Wow.
And then I had discussions with the mayor of New Westminster to try to open up another sister city relationship with either Chernihiv or Kosiv. And then another example would be to try to link up Simon Fraser University with Kyiv National University. So these are three things that I'm working on currently.
Okay. What does that mean for Vancouver and for Odessa?
Well, Vancouver is a port city, so is Odessa, and they would have a lot in common. And I know Odessa is very anxious to reestablish relations with Vancouver, but Vancouver is lukewarm, perhaps because of the fact that we had the Olympics and they were busy, very busy with that. But I understand there's a committee being formed to look at the sister city relationships, and perhaps Odessa will be one of them that will be reestablished.
So what are some of the things that Vancouver and Odessa would do together?
They would exchange information as to port activities, how loading and unloading containers, and what fees are taken by Vancouver, how the cargo is unloaded, where how it's transported, other port-related matters.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I worked on was Vancouver had a surplus of fire engines. They were, say, 10 years old, and I was trying to have these fire engines go to Ukraine. And I got quite an interest from Vancouver as to donating fire engines to Ukraine. And once it got to Ukraine through the embassy, Ukraine declined because the fire engines were over 10 years old and they don't accept any vehicles that are over 10 years old.
Oh.
And they were beautiful condition, these fire engines. And I've seen some fire engines in Ukraine and they're very antiquated. So I was very surprised that they balked at receiving fire engines from Vancouver.
Hmm.
Ukraine has laws that prohibit vehicles coming in that are over 10 years of age. So now city has giving fire engines to El Salvador and other Latin American and Caribbean countries. And they're very grateful for them.
Hmm. So on a cultural level, are you involved with any kind of cultural project with Ukraine?
Well, I was with very heavily involved with the Olympics, as you know.
Right.
And trying to help Ukraine in whatever they needed. And also... if they have performers coming in from Ukraine, I try to help in any way I can. I was asked to help publicize the Talents of Ukraine event.
Are there any visa developments? Have there been changes?
Yes, they've just added some countries that require visas, but Canada is not one of them. So if you're a Canadian citizen, you don't require a visa unless you're going there for business or a longer period of time.
Okay.
So that's very good news because Canada requires visas from Ukrainians. And I think that's unfair, but I know that... the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress has been working on that with the Prime Minister and the Conservative parties and the Minister of Immigration.
And that's been in place for quite some time then?
Yes.
Any idea why they wouldn't want to lift it?
They feel that Canada would be inundated by people that would want to stay here without going through the formal process of immigration. And probably they're right. Many, many Ukrainians would want to come to Canada. And once they're in Canada, they would make either refugee claims or just stay and work illegally or whatever. So Canada has not lifted that requirement.
Just an opinion, but Canada could do worse than have Ukrainians stay and work. But that's
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Are you involved in increasing the level of trade between Canada and Ukraine? In particular, I guess, BC.
I am to a certain extent. I have been trying to have a trade mission go by the Premier to Ukraine, but her priorities at this moment are China, India, and Japan and those countries which have a much bigger trade than Ukraine has with British Columbia. It's very little at the moment.
Mm.
If British Columbians come to me and say they want to purchase something from Ukraine or import something from Ukraine, so I scout for them. I have contacts in Ukraine, and I can always go to the embassy or the consulate in Toronto and get their help in that regard.
Okay, so if somebody has an idea for doing business with Ukraine or an idea for cultural exchange, they should contact you?
They would come to me, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
So you do work with the public.
Yes.
So people can get a hold of you then?
By going to the embassy website.
Uh-huh.
Or contact me at 604-331-2505.
And they can email you as well?
Yes.
Hutsalak at smartt.com, right?
.com, smart right. With two T's.
Okay.
The only other thing I wanted to add, Paulette, until recently, I was the honorary consul for British Columbia, and my brother was the honorary consul for Ontario. His appointment was renewed recently as well, this year.
Wow.
And
it's called nepotism, isn't it? Good for you.
And we were the only honorary consuls in Canada.
Wow.
Until recently. Now an honorary consul has been appointed in Manitoba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, congratulations to both of you, and that's really nice.
Well, thank you. And also, as you probably are aware, that the embassy was trying to establish a consulate general in Edmonton for Alberta, but that has not come to fruition because of lack of funds from Ukraine. But the nice thing is that Ukraine has a presence in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And tonight, for instance, I'll be representing Ukraine at the Malaysian National Day. And then this summer, I traveled with the Lieutenant Governor of British Columbia to give wine awards in the Okanagan. So the politicians and Lieutenant Governor and other countries know about the fact that Ukraine is represented in British Columbia. And I think that's very important.
It is indeed. So it sounds like you've got to run there. So thank you so much again, Mir, for joining us, for illuminating us, and hope to talk to you again soon.
And до побачення.
I was speaking with Mir Hutsalak, Honorary Consul of Ukraine for British Columbia. The consulate is located at 807-938 Howe Street in downtown Vancouver. If you'd like to meet with Mir, you can book an appointment by phone at 604-331-2505 or email hutsalak@smart.com, and that's hutsalak@smart.com. You can find information about the consulate at the Ukrainian Embassy website, and that is www.ukremb.ca. And you can also find all the links on the Nash Holos blog.
Ой, крикнули сірі уси в яру наставу, стала слава на все село про тую вдову. Стала слава на все село про тую вдову. Не так слава, не так слава, як той поговір, що загаїздив козак січі до вдови у двір. Що загаїздив козак січі до вдови у двір. Вечеряли у світлиці, мед вино пили, і у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли. І у хаті на кроваті спочити лягли. Не минула тая слава, не марно пройшла. Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела. Удовиця у м'ясниці сина привела. Вигодувала малого, в школу дала. А із школи його взявши, коня купила. А із школи його взявши, коня купила. Сіделечко шовком шила, жупан дорогий. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. На коника посадила, гляньте, вороги. Взяла коня за поводи, селом провела, та й привела до обозу, усі що дала, та й привела до обозу, усі що дала.
And from the delightful CD Musica e Pisni, Music and Songs, by the storyteller and lyrinik Sashko from Ukraine. And that song was Oy Kriknule Siri Huse, The Grey Geese Were Calling.
Сиди дома, не гуляй, а коли ж ти калапай, сиди дома, не гуляй. А ти старий, беку-беку, беку-беку, пусти ж мене на музику, а коли ж ти старий, бек, сиди дома, без музик, а коли ж ти старий, бек, сиди дома, без. А Петрушка танцювала, танцювала, а бурак, як дурак, сидь вдома, тобі так, а бурак, як дурак, сидь.
And for all you traditional old-time, old-country Ukrainian-Canadian polka lovers, that was by Mickey and Bunny from their CD 24 Greatest Hits, the Lvivsky Kalabai Polka. And incidentally, if anybody knows of a great Ukrainian polka band here on Vancouver Island, please let me know. I'm desperate to find one. Also, Sandy of Sandy's Ukrainian Kitchen is desperate to find one. And I have found that out because I just recently met Sandy and found out we are not only distantly related, about six cousins removed or something like that, through marriage, no less. But we also went to the same school in grade one, had the same teacher, and that was just a hoot finding all that out. And also to spend time volunteering with Sandy at the Bite of Nanaimo this past weekend. At any rate, if you do know of a polka band on Vancouver Island, please let us know. Just email me, producer@noshholos.com, and hopefully we can get together and do some business. For the very best in Ukrainian music and programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com, in Nanaimo on the PCJ Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM, and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries. Podcasts are available at noshholos.com, pcjmedia.com, and at iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час дому і сказати до побачення, але перед закінченням я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Якщо тобі не гоже, то і не бажай іншим не боже. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you don't like something, then don't wish it on someone else. Kind of a variation of the golden rule for you there. Well, that just about wraps up our program. So to take us to the end, we've got Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg and their CD Back Up and Push, and a traditional heel and toe polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.